Talk a bit about, first, of course, all the enthusiasm about this new building and what it means to this show.
Well, long anticipated, years, even decades in the planning and making, and here we are now in the 2014 show and the two New Holland pavilions. They're big, they're impressive, they're clean, they're classy, and most importantly, they bring safety and comfort to our animals as well as our exhibitors.
What does it take to build on what this show is?
Well, this show is accumulation of 48 years worth of learning and energy and effort and really trying to focus on the end user. So whether that's our exhibitors or our attendees, I think our focus has always been on what's best for the brand. How do we continue to innovate without changing the things that are so critical to the recipe of World Dairy Expo?
Talk about the 48 years, and you guys have faced quite some challenges over the year, foot and mouth disease, various political and so on. This has got to be one of the most optimistic shows ever.
Well, it's an exciting time in the global dairy industry. Milk prices are strong in the U.S. Milk prices are strong globally. Emerging markets in the Far East. This is a very exciting and profitable time in the dairy industry, and we think that the 2014 show is going to capitalize on that.
What do you hear from commercial exhibitors? I mean, you seem to have no problem filling the commercial space at this show.
Well, our commercial exhibitors are the backbone of World Dairy Expo. We've got some 850 commercial exhibitors, several hundred thousand square feet of commercial trade show space, and this is a very important part of their week. This is a very important part of their year, and from a commerce perspective, this is where you need to be if you are on the cutting edge of technology, products, and services.
Now, you've been at the helm for a couple of years. Biggest surprise so far?
Well, biggest surprise is, quite frankly, just how many moving parts there are, how many thousands of volunteers there are, and how many committed stakeholders there are to pull this event off. It's much bigger than the staff and much bigger than the board of directors. It's made up of thousands of moving parts.
And yet you do have an ace staff that puts this thing together too.
Well, it's 52 weeks a year of planning and effort and preparation, but it's about our visitors, it's about our attendees, and it's about the people who are exhibiting either on the colored shavings or out on the trade show floor.
How about the cattle? Of course, top-notch cattle. You have a waiting list on that as well?
Well, I wouldn't say we have a waiting list. We have about 2,000 to 2,500 animals that come on grounds every year. If you think about this show, we're drawing animals from the U.S. and Canada, most of the states and provinces across the U.S. and Canada, and only the best can come here and compete to win.
And they do. The other thing, of course, is the selection of judges, and that's really by the exhibitors, isn't it?
It's by the exhibitors. It's driven by a collaborative exhibitor process. We want to ensure that those names have been vetted by the people that are going to be showing on those colored shavings, and the process works extremely well.
Where to from here for World Dairy now?
Well, the future's bright. We want to continue to innovate. We need to continue to be active in social media. We were looking at putting some investments into our website to ensure that from a technology standpoint, we're meeting the needs of the global following that we have for World Dairy Expo.